Hold it, fellas. That don't move me. Let's get real, real gone for a change.
It's time to get real gone on the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour. Here's your host, James Riley.
Hey, this is Jam and James Riley on your favorite hour for great music and interviews, the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour. Now, we've got a ton of great tunes coming your way this hour from Cy Cranston, the Sirocco Brothers, the Mavericks, Rosie Flores, and a couple of interview snippets from Linda Gale Lewis and J.M. Van Eden, as well as our first Dale Yeah segment with Dale Watson. And trust me, a ton more. Now, let's kick it off with the Wild Tones out of Orlando, Florida, the tune Love Machine.
Well, I'm a dog and love and never had a boy. The way to get my dick, you're gonna cry for more. I'm a rock and roll, daddy, you know what that mean? I said, uh-huh, honey, I'm a love machine. Uh-huh, honey, I'm a love machine. Uh-huh, honey, I'm a love machine. You may give me baby when you think you are, but I can't love with my boy. I make you dream and I make you scheme. Uh-huh, honey, I'm a love machine. Well, loving in a bullet in a bumming old man, rumming in a thumping like a hurricane. Well, I turn the light from red to green. Uh-huh, honey, I'm a love machine. Uh-huh, honey, I'm a love machine.
Mine. begins to cry. And I'm sitting here on the stage with this rhythm and rhyme. Well, tonight I'm at this pretty young thing.
Is mine.
That's the tune Hands Off by Little Mo and the Dynaflows from their latest project, Get Up and Dance. Now, you might remember that last September we did an interview feature with Linda Gale Lewis, along with the Killer Countdown, to celebrate her brother Jerry Lee Lewis turning 80 years young. Now, we'll hear that number one song along with the interview snippet from his drummer at the time, J.M. Van Eden, later on in the program. But first, let's hear Linda Gale Lewis talk about the pressure of the family name. Now, you talked about, you know, the Lewis name recognition being a bit of a double-edged sword. You know, it helps get you in the door sometimes, but you've got to bring it.
Well, that's true. And because of that, sometimes I probably feel a lot more pressure than most people do. I mean, most people probably can just relax. And I can't really do that because I have to deliver something every time I feel like I do.
Yeah.
So I try to always do that. I try to do, you know, a really good job. And of course, I started doing this music in Europe and started playing rock and roll, and I guess it was 1988, and with my brother's blessings, he came to hear me on a gig, and he said, and I told him, I said, I really hope that this is going to be all right. I hope I'm good enough to go over to Europe and do this tour. And he said, well, and at that time, he had not seen me or heard me do my rock and roll show with me playing the piano and singing. And so he went out in the audience and sat there and watched my gig. And afterward, he said, yep, just go on. You'll be fine.
Oh, that's awesome.
He said, they're going to love you.
Yeah.
They're going to love you. And it worked out exactly like he said it would. Hi, this is Linda Gale Lewis, and you're listening to Jammin' James Riley and the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour.
the Capybara Boogie.
Capybara Boogie.
It's the Capybara Boogie rocking all night long. Well, it's not a rabbit and it's not a rat. It's not a dog and it's not a cat. It's the Capybara Boogie.
Capybara Boogie.
The Capybara Boogie.
Capybara Boogie.
Do the Capybara Boogie rocking all night long.
Sounds of sirens, subways, and busy crowds of people makes Rock and Roll Hall of Famer Dion feel right at home. New York Is My Home is the latest project from Dion and co-produced by Jimmy Vivino, featuring guest vocals by fellow New Yorker Paul Simon on the title cut.
I'm not alone. New York is my home.
New York Is My Home contains 8 new Dion compositions and 2 choice blues covers. The result is pure rock and roll from the legend that's lived a lifetime defining it.
I can't go back to Memphis. I'm just not too wrong.
New York is my home.
Big Al Sear. Honking, moaning, rocking, the righteous red. Oh, yeah.
New York is my home from Dion. Available from Instant Records. Hey, we're back on the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour. We just heard Willie Mae Big, Mama Thornton, and I Smell a Rat. Also from Brazil, the Old Stuff Trio brought us the tune Capybara Boogie. Now, they drew rave reviews at Viva Las Vegas earlier this year. And speaking of Viva Las Vegas, if you happen to catch Jack Scott's show there, or if you've seen footage on YouTube, you'll recognize his lead guitarist here, a gentleman by the name of Carl Bradychuk. He also participated in Deke Dickerson's Guitar Geek Festival at Viva. Now, Carl just released a new Elvis Covers EP, and from that project, we've got the tune Too Much.
Honey, your loving heart too much. For the thrill of your touch. We hit the cheek, I can't love you all too much. You do all the living, my heart do all the giving, cause I love you too much. Well, you spent all my money all too much. I have to share your honey all too much. When I want some loving, oh, you're gone. Don't you know you're treating, oh, your daddy wrong. Well, you got me sorry, don't you leave me broken hearted, cause I love you too much. Well, every time I kiss your sweet lips, I can feel my heart go flip, flip. I'm such a fool for your charms. Take me back, baby, in your arms. I like to hear you sighing, even though I know you're lying, cause I love you too much. Your sweet lips, I can feel my heart go flip, flip. I'm such a fool for your charms. Take me back, baby, in your arms. Like to hear you sign, even though I know you're lying, cause I love you too much. I need your loving all the time. I need your hugging, please be mine. Need you near me, stay really close. Please, please hear me, you're the most. Now you got me started, don't you leave me broken hearted, cause I love you too much.
Hey woman, why do you keep on hurting me?
Dying from the pain and misery, I can't take it too much longer and hold my head up high. Give me a chance to live again, don't let my poor heart die. Hey baby, bell of the willow tree. Please don't hang this heart of mine from that wee bell of the willow tree.
That's Eddie Clendenning and the Blue Ribbon Boys, the tune That Weepin' Willow Tree. Now, our website is rockabillyandblues.com. It's rockabilly, the letter N, blues.com. Click on the favorite Chuck Berry song countdown tab and let us know your favorite. Later on this year, we'll count down the top 10 of your favorite Chuck Berry tunes. Now, let's get back into the tunes. From 1958, it's Wanda Jackson and Money Honey.
This is Cy Cranston. Stay tuned to the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour with Jammin' James Riley.
Chip, chip, wada, wada, chip, chip. Chip, chip, wada, wada, chip, chip. Well, come on, pretty baby, won't you come on with me? I got a whole lot of loving that I would love you to see. Now, I don't even know where this adventure could lead. It could get heavy if you're ready when we keep the rocket steady. Oh, will you ride away? Jitterbug jukebox jump. Baby, 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 won't you come on with me? I got a whole lot of loving that I would love you to see. See, I made a wish that you would rock with me. I put a handle to the candle and I set the fire free. Cause we'll be rocking it and we'll be rolling it. And every corner hit the spot and we're controlling it. Of course we're gonna burn it up at the jitterbug jukebox jump. We're never gonna get that flip-flam. All the while we gotta join this ram jam to the rhythm. Oh yeah. And when I feel the rumble roll of thunder, and I get a little rock and shake into my soul. The jitterbug jukebox jump. Get your money ready, cause we're rolling again. And put the needle on the record, let the party begin. That jukebox is gonna roll and swing. Put the dolly to Miss Molly and we'll let the hop begin. And we'll be rocking it, and we'll be rolling it. And every corner
the Jitterbug Jukebox Jar.
Hey, baby!
Of course we're gonna burn it up at the Jitterbug Jukebox Jar.
Everybody come on now.
Of course we're gonna burn it up at the Jitterbug Jukebox Jar.
This cat's in the doghouse. This cat's in the doghouse. This cat's in the doghouse, and I'm never gonna let him out. Well, I've been waiting by the fire and the telephone. It hasn't rung or rattled all night. I made dinner for two with a river of wine, waiting for a rendezvous at midnight. Well, there's a cold shot, baby, running through my veins.
Comes to fashion designs from the golden 50s era of rockabilly, nobody does it like Tokyo's The King, featuring shirts, shoes, jackets, accessories, and more. And the only place to find a suit and dream flap shoes in collaboration with neo-rockabilly legend Levi Dexter, and a selection of dresses from Bernie Dexter. If you're a fan of Elvis and rockabilly style clothing, check out The King. Go to the-king.jp. This is Jammin' James Riley, and we just heard from two-time Ameripolitan Awards winner, the Rockabilly Philly, Rosie Flores, and This Cat's in the Doghouse. The great Cy Cranston, and the tune Jukebox Jump was before that, and that can be found on his Old School project, released in 2015. Now let's go back about 60 years ago, 61 to be exact, from 1955, on Columbia Records, it's Sid King and the Five Strings, and Sag, Drag, and Fall, on the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour.
Too stiff to flip, too poop to flop, I'd die if I tried to fly. I tell my friends that I can't roll no more. I tell my friends that I can't roll no more. My wheels are flat and my bangs are kind of worn. I like to be able to give these cats a try. I like to be able to give these cats a try. But I'm too stiff to flip, too poop to flop, and I'd die if I tried to fly. I just sag, drag, and fall, can't have no fun at all. I just sag, drag, and fall, can't have no fun at all. I'm so tired I never have a ball. We'll be right back. used to dance a whole night long, it's true. I used to dance a whole night long, it's true. I can't do now the things I used to do. Well, I can't rock to save my doggone soul. No, I can't rock to save my doggone soul. But I'm too shot to shake, rusty to rattle, and a little too square to roll. I just sat, drag, and fall. Can't have no fun at all. I sat, drag, and fall. Can't have no fun at all. I'm so tired I never have a ball. Too stiff to flip, to poop, to flop, and I'd die if I had to fly. Sad, drag, and fall. Yeah, sad, drag, and fall. Oh, sad, drag, and fall. Yeah, sad, drag, and fall.
It's the Sirocco Brothers making old school and raw rockabilly from the album Shake with the Sirocco Brothers. That's a tune called Stomp. As mentioned earlier, last September we did a killer countdown, counting down the top 20 of your favorite Jerry Lee Lewis tunes. Coming in at number one was Whole Lotta Shakin' Goin' On. Now, we asked Jerry Lee's drummer at the time, J.M. Van Eaton, about the recording of that for Sun Records. Here's J.M. Van Eaton.
Well, Whole Lotta Shakin' did kind of happen by accident because we'd gone in the studio to cut a song that Jack Clement wrote called It'll Be Me. Let me regress a little bit and say the week or two before, we was on the road with Jerry playing some club dates, and I'd never heard Whole Lotta Shakin' Goin' On before. And so we had these four-hour gigs, and I didn't know if Jerry knew enough songs to play for 4 hours, but he could have probably played for 10 or 12 hours.
Yeah.
But anyway, Whole Lotta Shakin' was one of these songs, and so we started playing it in these clubs, and the people just loved it so well, they kept coming up and, man, saying, play that Shakin' song. So when we got in the studio, and we'd been working on It'll Be Me for several cuts, and everybody was getting a little, you know, man, this, you know, and so we're going to take a little break from it, and somebody asked me, what else y'all got? And so someone suggested doing this Shakin' song. So we kicked into that and took the first cut. Cowboy Jack Clement said, man, the tempo, pick the tempo up a little bit, try one more time. So we cut it a second time, a little bit faster, and we lost the feel. So he said, no, that first one's a lot better, so we'll keep it. But I still don't think they thought it was going to be this next record. But as you know, that was, and it was a monster. It was a really great record. I love that kickoff. You can catch that groove right there in those first four measures, you know. It's got a groove, man, that you can't, I mean, and so many bands don't get that groove. You got to have that little shuffle, and then when he goes into the chorus, you know, I go to that double lick on my snare drum. And then at the end when it says, you know, easy now, we get, then, you know, the music comes down, well, I go back to that beat. And it just worked, you know, and we didn't rehearse that at all. We just cut it, you know.
That's pretty amazing, too. What do you think about it?
That is amazing, because most people have to come in and play it a few times to get warmed up. And, of course, we'd already been playing some doing that other song, but we'd cut so many different tempos of that. We'd play it slow and fast and somewhere in between. But then when we got the Whole Lotta Shaking, it just seemed like everybody fell right in. And, man, we made one of the better records that's ever been made.
I said, come on over, baby. Baby, you can't go wrong. We ain't faking it. Oh, a lot of shaking going on. Well, I said, come on over, baby. We got chicken in the corner. Woo, huh? Come on over, baby. Baby, I got the bull by the horn. We ain't faking it. I said, shake, baby, shake. I said, shake it, baby, shake it. I said, shake, make it shake. Come on over. Oh, a lot of shaking going on. Oh, let's go.
This is Raul Malo from the Mavericks, and you're listening to the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour with Jammin' James Riley.
Hey, this is Jammin' James Riley, and we get asked all the time about advertising on Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour.
You could ask yourself questions.
Listeners could be hearing about your brand right now. New album, festival, vintage clothes, whatever is a good fit. We'll help you get the word out right here on the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour.
Do I feel lucky? Well, do you?
Email us now, rockabillyandbluesradiohour@gmail.com. That's rockabilly, the letter N, bluesradiohour@gmail.com. Your source for rockabilly, blues, surf, roots, early country, early rock and roll, and Ameripolitan music. This is the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour. Hey, and from their latest project, Mono, the great Mavericks, with a tune, The Only Question. All right, as promised earlier, we have got our first Dale Yeah segment with Dale Watson.
10-100.
Now it's time for Dale Yeah, where we take a listener question and get a music recommendation from our man on the street, Dale Watson.
Howdy, y'all. This is Dale Watson on Dale Yeah.
Hey, it's Jammin' James Riley on the tour bus of Mr. Dale Watson for our first Dale Yeah segment. How you doing, Dale?
I'm doing Dale Yeah great.
Well, we're going to take a question from a listener. Karen from Chattanooga, Tennessee says, now, if you have an iPod or jukebox, you may have both.
I do.
And I imagine we could probably guess what some of the kind of music on there, but is there some that might surprise someone?
Chet Baker. I'm a big fan of Chet Baker. I'm excited to see that movie that just came out. I hope it's a good one. Chet Baker's probably one that most folks wouldn't think is in my collection.
So do you have a recommendation for us for our first Dale Yeah segment?
Yeah, you know, there's a group out of Italy, which, they came out, they were nominated, actually, in Ameripolitan Award Show. They are from Italy, and they're just a great rockabilly band, the Don Diego Trio.
Man, that sounds good. Let's get into it.
Folks, this is Dale Watson. You're listening to the Rockabilly and Blues Hour with Jammin' James Riley.
Oh, there ain't no cure for dying. Only one man had that. And your cheating head might think about that, darling. and find out where he's at. The mood that I'm in is a bad one, and the things that I'm thinking are too. So run, 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 what you should do if you.
Rockabilly great Glenn from 1958, blue jeans and a boy's shirt. Dale Watson before that, finishing up our Dale Yeah segment with his tune, If You Know What's Good For You, recorded at Sun Studios in Memphis, Tennessee. Now how about let's hear a cover of Burnin' Love from Daryl Higham and the Enforcers. Is from their album Urban Jamboree on the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour.
My brain is flaming, Lord, I don't know which way to go. Patron. But I love to hold you in my arms. Only you can thrill me like you do. So hold that kiss for a long, long while. You know I love you, honey child. I love to hear you whisper low. You know you really thrill me so. Only you can thrill me like you do. So please don't put me on that shelf. You know I cannot help myself. I am happy as a baby boy. You ain't nothing but a bundle of joy. Only you can thrill me like you do. Bend your legs and pigeon toed. You know I love you, goodness knows. Charm. But I love to hold you in my arms. No one can thrill me like you do. So hold that kiss for a long, long while. You know I love you, honey child. I am happy as a baby boy. You ain't nothing but a bundle of joy. Only you can thrill me like you do. Bend your legs and pigeon toes. You know I love you, goodness knows.
That's the great Fats Domino with Honey Child. Now, you've been listening to the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour. Stay tuned next time for more great music and interviews. Until then, it's Jam and James Riley saying keep on rockin'.